The U.S. Report. Thanks to Peters of Kensington. Stock take sale on now. petersofkensington.com.au.
Yes, let's go to Harley in the United States of America. The Supreme Court strike again on this abortion issue. Harley.
Yeah, the Supreme Court, this is a pretty big case in that it says to states, you got to be careful what kind of restrictions you try to draw up. In Texas, they had passed a law that said, if you're going to have an abortion clinic, you need to have a doctor who has admitting privileges in a local hospital in case they need to go to a hospital, and you can get them in right away. And number two, you have to have a clinic that's up to hospital standards. Well, that just meant a lot of clinics would have to shut down their abortion clinic sections, at least, and would have put them out of business, which would have made it very difficult for women who want an abortion to be able to get one in Texas. So the Supreme Court struck it down, said it was not necessary to have that level of expertise and facility, and therefore it was a little too arbitrary, and they couldn't go with it. Now, there are about six other states that have already enacted similar laws. Those will go right out the window, and there are a number of others that have similar restrictions in one way or another that will certainly get a close examination. But yeah, it'll have a ripple effect for sure.
Yeah, it's a big issue, this abortion, isn't it? When you think of, you know, what abortion means, we're not going to go into that detail, but so many people out there would love to be able to look after a child and can't. Just, it's a very...
Oh, it's a tough one. It's a tough one.
Real tough one, isn't it? Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. What's the teenager punished by his parents?
I'm loving this. I mean, this is a 16-year-old boy in Belen, New Mexico, learning a lesson about making bad grades and stealing. His parents said they've tried everything else, so now they've moved him out of the house, into the backyard, told him to live in the tent. He's fed. He has plenty of water. He can use the restroom in the house, but he'll be in the tent for a month, or until he finishes five book reports.
Yeah, well, so they think.
All, you know, we all go camping. He can handle this.
So they think, okay. Mate. So they think.
Yeah.
Oh, come on. Hey, I think they're dreaming. Now, what's this rotary tiller race?
Well, if it has a motor, someone's going to want to race it.
Oh, I see.
And so it has gone for 26 years in Emerson, Arkansas, the world championship. Who else would have one? Rotary tiller race.
Mm-hmm.
Competitors run their tillers along a 200-foot-long dirt course, fast as their spinning blades will take them. Grand prize is a whole $500. It's part of the Purple Hull Pea Festival, I think is almost as cool as the rotary tiller race.
Oh, yes, yes. Every so often, Harley does immerse himself in irrelevance, and that has happened today on Tuesday, the 28th of June. So for that reason, I'm going to cut him off. But I hope you'll come back tomorrow.
Well, I will. Thank you.
There he is. Harley in the United States of America.